Welcome to Looking Ahead Podcast. Today is my third episode of the Entrepreneurial Conditioning series. And today I'm going to talk about mental resiliency. But let me recap first about what I discussed last time. So last time I talked about the Entrepreneurial Conditioning Score, or the ERS, and I explained how it works and why it matters. And I also talked about the five pillars or the five elements to help you build internal strength. And I discussed that you need to do five main things. You need to build resilience, flexibility, and control of your thoughts and emotions. You need to build depth and connections where you're with your spiritual dimension. You need to prepare your family and friends to support you in this journey. You also need to build financial stability and independence from your startup financials. And lastly, you need to build consciousness of your body and make it stronger every day so that it feeds your brain with energy whenever it's exhausted. So today I'm going to help you to think more about your mental status or mental resilience and how you can take control of your mind and make sure that you have a more balanced perspective about yourself as an entrepreneur and about your startup. So let's get started. Let me start by defining what is mental resiliency. Resiliency is a very broad topic, and it can be applied in different areas, such as emotional, physical, or mental. They're all interconnected, but I would like to make it simple by providing a general definition of resiliency. So resiliency, in my point of view, is your ability to withstand adversity and bounce back and grow despite of life downturns. Let me repeat that. It's your ability to withstand adversity and bounce back and grow despite life's downturns. And resiliency is not a trampoline. You're not just going up and down, you know, depending on the moment and the events. It's like climbing a mountain without a terrain map. It takes time, strength, and help from people around you, and you're going to likely experience some setback along the way. But eventually you'll reach the top and look back at how you have come along all of that. Now you want to make sure also that it's not about you becoming a different person. It always starts with being more conscious about your thought process and keep improving it to drive a positive point of view about yourself and about the world around you. You'll be constantly hit by unexpected events and changes around you. They will certainly get you out of your comfort zone and out of your balance. So you would like to think about that process. It's like thinking about thinking so that you can break into a new frame of mind. To build mental resiliency, you need to do three main things in my point of view. You need to build consciousness about the thoughts-emotions loop. You need to know what's your intention behind founding a startup and make sure that it's aligned with your goals and with your personality and with your belief system. And third, you need to make sure that you're separating your startup identity from yours. It's different from you as an entrepreneur. So let's start with the first one, the thoughts-emotions loop. So the thoughts-emotions loop is a process that takes place in our minds every day whenever we get hit by unexpected events. And entrepreneurs are more susceptible to this kind of loops because they are being challenged every day. They're out of their comfort zone every day. So let me explain the process in an example. So let's assume now that your co-founder came to you one day and he or she told you that I'm going to leave the company. And let's assume that your co-founder acts as your CTO. Now, the first thing that takes place in your mind, your conscious mind, is going to interpret the event facts. What does it mean when your co-founder leaves you? And you're going to start thinking, okay, my product is going to be impacted. I'm not going to be able to move really fast enough. I'm not going to be able to ship this feature or that feature. I need to go and talk to my VCs and tell them about that major change and so on. But it's not that simple. The problem is that your subconscious gets engaged at that point as well. And it uses actually your past experiences to do unrealistic projections and thoughts about that. And of course, emotions get injected as well. So for example, one thing that could come to your mind, coming mainly from your subconscious, is that, oh, okay, I'm not really a likable person. Probably my CTO is leaving me because, you know, I'm not a person that anyone can work with easily. Or you can start basically finding excuses and probably finding negative thoughts about, you know, why your co-founder is leaving you. And it could be the other way around. You could actually start internally attacking your co-founder, not necessarily attacking yourself. All of that depends on how your subconscious is being formed and what kind of emotions you get in the way. Now that loop, as you see, there are a few facts that you basically just get out of it. And there are lots of emotions that get injected, lots of unrealistic projections about the event. And that actually makes you unable to have the right perspective and unable to make the right decision. And the first thing is just building the consciousness about this. And the simple way to do that is just asking yourself why maybe 5 times. And the first thing is just try to uncover your emotions. What do I feel right now? Why do I feel the way that I feel right now? Why do I think that this is a major event? And so on. And then at the end of it, start asking yourself, what decision can I make right now to improve my situation or improve my overall position given that fact? Maybe you can go back and talk to your co-founder and convince them not to leave. Maybe it's something actually good that your co-founder need to leave right now. Maybe it means that there is something bigger and more serious in your startup that you need to fix right now. Or maybe something you need to fix in yourself, and so on. So finding a way to make a decision based on the facts and separating the facts from the unrealistic projections and the unrealistic emotions is very important. Now, I want to tell you something here. I'm not asking you to really suppress your emotions. You need to acknowledge them. You need to acknowledge those projections and just be aware that at the end of the day, they're not the reality. The reality is different from that. It's something that your mind created. It's a lot of noise and it's just limiting your ability to make a decision. The second element that would help you to build mental resiliency is identifying why you're doing what you're doing. Why did you found your startup? And finding your why is very critical. It will be your reference when it gets dark. It will be your reference when you are faced by tough challenges. And it's not easy to find. And actually, it's not easy even to connect with it along the way. Intentions are volatile and they change over time. So for example, when I started my company, I was basically after, you know, just challenging myself and trying to build something unique. I was excited about the technology that I wanted to work on. I was excited about making a disruption. And my focus was mainly on technology. And yeah, maybe in the background I had, you know, this typical dream of, you know, being rich and making a lot of money and, you know, being in the news and so on. But over time I realized that my why, the way that I just described it, is very superficial. Because technology, you know what, it changed. We pivoted along the way. So we were serving, you know, different set of customers and using different technology. Being rich, well, that didn't happen. Being, you know, in the news and probably famous a bit, that also didn't happen. And it took me actually more than a year to realize that my intention and the reason of founding a startup is something way more profound than that and something different. So I'd share with you my point of view about, you know, how do I perceive my role as an entrepreneur? Now, at the end of the day, as an entrepreneur, all what I'm doing is I am accelerating an ongoing change. And I'm enabling my employees or the people that jump in to join the startup to be on a Formula One race. So I'm giving them the track and giving them the car, and I'm telling them to go ahead and have that race. And at the end of the day, it's their win. I'm just an enabler for more people to have meaning in life and do a meaningful job. Now, this is just my own point of view. This is some of my learnings. But what I'm encouraging you to do is to start thinking about something deeper in your intentions and why you found your startup. Please do not make it only about you. I know that you still want to be successful, and that's your right. But try to find something that is bigger than you and bring others into it and enable others to do a better version, be a better version of themselves. I'll share with you actually really another quick story, and that helped me also to form my intention. And around midway, you know, 2 years after founding my startup, I realized that hard work did not really give me that much of a payback. We worked really hard, but we failed. And the long meeting hours, the intense meetings, you know, traveling a lot, trying to talk to as many customers or potential customers did not really save our startup. And it was, you know, mainly because of a few things out of my hand. The market was not in our favor. You know, the target group did not really value that much the product that we built and so on. But when I looked at my relationship with my employees, I did not really like that. I asked myself a question: would they really come and work back with me if we shut down the company and decided to make another one? And you know what? The answer wasn't really good. I didn't like the answer. I know that they wouldn't come back and work with me because I wasn't myself. I was out of balance and I was, you know, intense most of the time and pushing them to the edge and so on. And I realized, you know what? I do not have control over the success of the startup, but I have control over the culture that we're building and the environment that we are basically building for everyone to do their work. And I made a pledge to everyone at that point, and I told them, look, I cannot really guarantee success, but what I can guarantee for you is that I want you to look back 2 years after we're done, and I want you to say, those were the best years of my career so far. I learned a lot. I knew really great people. And I had some meaningful work to do. And that's it. And that made a big difference. Actually, that made me really connected with my startup much deeper than before. And that helped me to carry on in really, really dark times. Now, the third factor that would help you to build mental resiliency and taking it a bit easy on yourself is separating your identity from your startup identity. A lot of entrepreneurs, including myself in the early days of my startup, they consider the startup as themselves. You know, if they use it to define who they are. And I remember in the first time when I was thinking about shutting down the company, I was just asking myself the question, how am I going to identify myself when I meet people? I'm not the CEO of the company anymore. I do not have that glorious startup that is intended to make a huge disruption in its space. And I realize that I'm going to face an identity crisis no matter what. Even if I exit my startup in a really good way, I'm going to have an identity crisis. And I realize that my startup is, at the end of the day, just one of my projects. If it works, this is great. It's going to be added to my successes. If not, well, at least I learned something. At least I tried. I went out of my comfort zone and something new is being developed and we made a disruption one way or another, at least by just sending a different message about what we're trying to do here and about the technology that we're working on. So my advice to you is make sure that you always look at your startup as just one of your projects. If it fails, it doesn't mean that you are a failure. And if it's successful, it doesn't mean also that you just made it and you're not going to fail ever. You're going to face failures. And your failures are just stepping stones to your next success. So make sure that you're building your own identity separately from your startup. Yes, your role as a founder or a co-founder and whatever the function that you're responsible for defines your professional, you know, stage or the current stage of your professional career, but it's still not you. You're much bigger than that. When I did so, actually, that helped me a lot. Every time I was getting a criticism or an attack because of whatever happening in my startup, I started to deal with it as something that I need to fix. Less and less kind of negative emotions were coming in. You know, remember the loop, the thoughts, emotions loop that I talked about at the beginning? I used to have a lot of that. Whenever someone just give me a criticism about the idea or how we execute on it and so on. But when I did that separation, it actually helped me a lot. That loop is becoming less and less intense, and I was having it less frequently. So this is very important for your own mental health and for your own mental resiliency. All right, this is the end of the third episode in the series of entrepreneurial conditioning journey. And today we talked a bit about the mental resiliency and talked about the three factors that would help you to build mental resiliency. If you haven't filled the survey yet or the assessment, please do. It has a few questions that would assess your own point of view and your own mental resiliency. It's going to help you to know where you are and the weaknesses that you have in that dimension and how you can fix it. Next time, I'm going to talk about another element or pillar of building inner strength. And I'm going to talk about friends and family and how can you build a support system around you and how can you educate your friends and family on being the best support for you. So until next time, keep looking ahead.